It's Monday, December 18th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. After Ligonier Ministries founder Dr. R.C. Sproul died at 78 due to complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease last Thursday, Pastor John MacArthur tweeted, quote, "Today, my friend, co-defender of the truth and theological giant, is standing in the presence of our Lord, whom he loved and served faithfully. R.C. Sproul has stood with me for decades in every major theological controversy, and I will dearly miss him. There is no one like him." End quote. John Piper, founder of DesiringGod.org, wrote, quote, "My reverence for the holiness of God and the truth of his word would not be the same without Sproul's influence. I will miss him for a short while." End quote. Ordained in the Presbyterian Church in America, Sproul hosted the popular radio show Renewing Your Mind, oversaw the ministry's Table Talk magazine, and penned over 300 lecture series, 90 books, and dozens of articles. Ligonier Ministries wrote, quote, "Through R.C. Sproul's teaching ministry, many of us learned that God is bigger than we knew, our sin is more deeply rooted than we imagined, and the grace of God and Jesus Christ is overwhelming." End quote. Listen to this compelling excerpt from Dr. Sproul's signature teaching about the holiness of God.
When we want to call attention to something that's particularly important, to give it emphasis, there are different ways that we can do that in print. We can underline words or italicize them. Well, the Jews did the same thing. They did all of that, but they had another technique to call attention to something's particular importance. And it was a simple technique of verbal repetition. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one attribute of God that is ever raised to the third degree of repetition in Scripture. There is only one characteristic of Almighty God that is communicated in the superlative degree from the mouths of angels, where the Bible doesn't simply say that God is holy, or even that he's holy, holy, but that he is holy, holy, holy. The Bible doesn't say that God is mercy, 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 or love, 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 or justice, 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 or wrath, 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 but that he is holy, holy, holy. This is a dimension of God that consumes his very essence. How can we, made in his image, be indifferent or apathetic to his majesty? God alone is holy.
Dr. Sproul is survived by his childhood sweetheart and wife of 57 years, Vesta Ann. You can share with the Ligonier Ministry what the teaching of R.C. Sproul meant to you through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Following Democrat Doug Jones's win over Republican candidate Roy Moore in Alabama's U.S. Senate race, a number of conservative and evangelical leaders took to social media to weigh in on the surprise 49.9% to 48.4% victory. Kay Warren, wife of Saddleback Church pastor Rick Warren, tweeted, quote, "We live in desperately dark times when our choice is between a man accused of pedophilia and a man who supports abortion of near full-term babies," end quote. Al Mohler, American historical theologian and the ninth president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, said that, quote, "On the question of abortion, Alabama has now elected a senator who is not only pro-abortion, but radically so," end quote. However, electing Roy Moore would have been a, quote, "moral disaster," end quote, for Alabama. Former governor of Arkansas and Christian minister Mike Huckabee, who initially endorsed Moore, encouraged the former judge to, quote, "exit with class," end quote, noting that, quote, "it wasn't close enough for recount. In elections, everyone does not get a trophy," end quote. In a related story, former White House strategist Steve Bannon contended that he was playing a longer game to reshape the Republican Party around President Trump's agenda of reduced immigration, protectionist trade policy, and military de-escalation. That effort, he said, would not be undone by a single defeat like the one in Alabama, reports the New York Times. The Republican establishment, represented by Scott Reed, chief political strategist for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, said the strategy is twofold. Quote, "First is to dry up Bannon's money and second, to try and drive a wedge between him and Trump to the point where Trump is questioning him and his judgment, end quote. Bannon points his finger at Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the majority leader, who encouraged Republicans not to vote for Moore. A 5-year-old boy who lost his stepmother and 2 sisters in the mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, has asked for Christmas cards as he spends the holidays in the hospital, recovering from his 5 gunshot wounds, reports the Gospel Herald. Ryland Ward's grandmother, Sandy Ward, has asked supporters to send her grandson Christmas cards to keep his spirits lifted as he continues to receive medical treatments after he was shot once in the elbow, twice in the stomach, and twice in the leg. She came up with the idea after witnessing the little boy's face light up after receiving a surprise holiday delivery. Mail cards to Ryland Ward, P.O. Box 174, Sutherland Springs, Texas, 78161. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the heartbroken." U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is taking some heat for encouraging families to have more children, reports Life News. Last Thursday, Ryan said, quote, "We have something like a 90% increase in the retirement population in America, but only a 19% increase in the working population." And finally, Dr. Julius Zant, a Maryland pastor, has shared how he deflected a robbery attempt by invoking the name of Jesus, reports ABC 47. While conducting a Bible study at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, an armed man entered the church, gestured as if he had a gun, and demanded everyone's wallets and phones. Zant said, quote, "I stood up and said, 'No, we're not having this. We're not doing this.' And I walked up to him and said, 'Leave in Jesus' name.' When I told him we were worshiping God, he changed. His demeanor changed, and it was as if an awareness came to him that perhaps